From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Two explosions rocked a huge football stadium in Istanbul late Saturday, leaving at least 29 people dead. Witnesses and authorities said the attacks, a car bombing and a suicide blast, targeted security officers 2 hours after a football match had ended. Turkey's Interior Minister Süleyman Soylu said the explosions killed 29 people, 27 of them police officers, 166 others were wounded. The blasts targeted a bus carrying riot police from the huge Beşiktaş Vodafone Arena after a game between Beşiktaş and Bursaspor. A VOA reporter in Istanbul, Dorian Jones, said the nature of the attack indicated it might have been staged by outlawed Kurdish groups.
The fact that this did occur 2 hours after the game, where most of the spectators had left the stadium had been packed with nearly 40,000 people. It was one of the big games of the day. It does appear that the attackers were particularly targeting the police and security forces rather than civilians. And again, this does indicate and will point suspicion towards the Kurdish separatist group, the PKK, which has in recent times targeted in particular security forces.
Istanbul has been the scene of several bombings this year, including an attack in June that killed more than 40 people. At least 50 Yemeni soldiers are dead and 70 wounded after a suicide bomber blew himself up at the entrance of an army base in the city of Aden Saturday. Local security officials said the bomber detonated his explosive belt in a crowd of soldiers who had lined up to collect their salaries. Islamic State claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. ExxonMobil President and CEO Rex Tillerson is the latest frontrunner to be the U.S. Secretary of State under President-elect Donald Trump. On Saturday, several news organizations, all citing unnamed sources close to Trump's transition team, said an announcement on Tillerson's selection would come soon. The Trump campaign would not confirm whether a decision has been made. The president-elect's communication director tweeted Saturday that no announcement on that cabinet post would be made until next week at the earliest. Tillerson oversees operations in more than 50 countries, including Russia. His involvement with Russia, including personal ties with President Vladimir Putin, would likely draw close scrutiny during his Senate confirmation hearings, given Russia's attempts to influence the outcome of November's presidential election. On Friday, President Barack Obama ordered U.S. intelligence agencies to conduct a full review of election season cyber attacks, including email hacks that rattled the presidential campaign and raised new concern about Russia's meddling in U.S. elections. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and European and Arab diplomats met in Paris Saturday to try to find a way of protecting civilians in Syria, especially in the city of Aleppo. After the meeting, in which they also spoke to opposition leaders, Kerry called on Russia and the Assad regime to show a little grace in their ongoing operations against the opposition.
The indiscriminate bombing by the regime, which violates international rules of law of war, in many cases crimes against humanity and war crimes, needs to stop. And those who support it, those in Moscow and elsewhere who have supported it, should do their utmost to bring it to a close.
U.S. and Russian military experts and diplomats met in Geneva Saturday to work out details of the rebels' exit from eastern Aleppo. Meanwhile, thousands of people were seen fleeing from the city as Syrian government forces pressed their offensive. At least 25 people have been killed when an oil tanker truck exploded on one of Kenya's main highways. A Kenyan official said the truck lost control while going downhill between Nairobi and the central town of Naivasha. In Nigeria, at least 60 people have been killed when the roof of a church collapsed during a worship service. A rescue official says the roof fell in on the Rainer's Bible Church in Uyo City during a bishop's ordination service. And Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos accepted the Nobel Peace Prize in Oslo, Norway, Saturday, touting the honor as a gift from heaven for his efforts in ending Colombia's 50-year-old civil war. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.